Good morning, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome to UBS's Top of the Morning podcast. So today we turn our focus back to the muni market and discuss what 2021 might have in store for the asset class and how to position accordingly, along with some reflections on how munis have performed recently relative to the broader market. So joining me on the line for the conversation today, glad to welcome back Kathleen McNamara, Senior Municipal Strategist with the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. So Kathleen, good morning to you. Welcome back to Top of the Morning and looking forward to our conversation today.
Good morning, Dan, and thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So Kathleen, if we reflect on market performance, generally speaking, over the past few weeks, markets seem to be responding well to the breakthroughs on the COVID-19 vaccine front, along with the U.S. election now being largely in the rearview mirror. Though, Kathleen, how have munis recently performed relative to the broader market?
Yeah, I mean, sure, Dan. I mean, you know, following Election Day, we did witness a bit of a roller coaster ride in munis. Initially, you know, taxes at munis did rally as the likelihood of a large fiscal stimulus package faded. Muni yields followed U.S. Treasury benchmark yields lower, but at a slower pace. On November 9th, as you know, market sentiment reversed course abruptly, adopting a risk-on stance. You know, that was after we received the first bit of positive news on the coronavirus vaccine, and we've certainly had more good news on that front since. But what happened there is, you know, you saw the 10-year government benchmark yield climb towards its upper bound of 95 basis points. And then since then, munis have reversed course and started moving much lower. And the key reason for that is that we've witnessed a very large drop-off in new issue supply. So munis are actually outperforming U.S. Treasury securities this month by a pretty notable margin. Month-to-date, munis are up 1.4%. This positive performance boosts their year-to-date return to reach 4.5%. I mean, in other news on the muni front that we thought could have been a negative for the market has not reacted negatively. I think it's being driven more so by the lack of supply. But on Friday, the Treasury Department did request a return of $455 billion from the Federal Reserve's emergency lending facilities, and that did include the Municipal Liquidity Facility. So while that news did raise some eyebrows, it has not yet had a negative impact on muni market performance. That said, you know, we do think that this is something we're going to be looking at in early 21 to see if that gets renewed. Keep in mind that although the Municipal Liquidity Facility had only tapped about $1.6 billion of proceeds, given that high cost of entry, it did remain an important backstop for the municipal bond market where credit lags the real economy. So that's something we're going to be looking at in early 21.
Okay, well, Kathleen, thank you for that performance recap, what's been driving movement in the space as of late. Though if we reflect back further on the year, Kathleen, what is year-to-date performance across muni sectors consisted of?
Yeah, sure, Dan. In our report, we did examine the broad-based sectors of U.S. public finance. To give people an idea of the wide disparity in performance. And if you look at that chart, it's going to show you that taxable munis have led the way thus far year to date. As a matter of fact, taxable munis have posted a noteworthy return of 9.2% thus far year to date. In the tax-exempt space, we examine investment-grade munis versus high yield. In that case, the former gained 4.5% versus the softer results seen in lower-rated muni credits of 2.7%. And within investment-grade tax-exempt sectors, if we, you know, dive down a little deeper, we see that those most resilient to the adverse impacts from the pandemic posted the best results. Water and sewer, followed by electric utilities at 5.3% and 5% respectively, make that list. By contrast, resource recovery and leaseback debt registered the softer returns within investment grade of only 2.9% and 3.6% respectively.
So Kathleen, as many of us at this point are ready to turn the page and look ahead to 2021, what do you anticipate that the new year will have in store for the muni market?
Okay, Dan, I mean, in our last edition of the Municipal Market Guide, which we entitled Hope on the Horizon, we included a section where we commented on at least a dozen issues that we see are in store for the muni market in 2021. Among the highlights, we include our views in three important areas for the municipal market. The first is on tax policy. On that front, we believe that the prospects for substantive changes to U.S. tax policy in the year ahead are low. A Democratic-controlled White House and a split Congress have traditionally made little progress on tax reform. This composition of government in 2021 is not likely to prove an exception, in our view. At the same time, we expect that the current limits on state and local tax restrictions will persist. The second area that I want to highlight is on market returns and supply. We expect to see softer returns compared to 2020 on a steeper yield curve. And on supply front, we look for the pace of new issuance to move lower, following what's shaping up to be a record year for muni issuance in 2020. At the same time, we expect taxable muni issuance to remain a big story in the year ahead. And the third area I want to highlight today on the call is in credit. In that space, we anticipate more rating downgrades than upgrades. The impact of economic recessions on municipal credit quality has always lagged other asset classes. Fortunately, the fiscal stimulus packages have alleviated the worst impacts of the pandemic, and revenue numbers are not nearly as dire as originally projected. Issuers will be seeking ways to raise revenues to address budget shortfalls over the course of 2020. So we could see some more innovative financing techniques in the new issue market.
Appreciate that outlook there, Kathleen. I know you just mentioned fiscal stimulus. I know on Top of the Morning over the past weeks and months, we've spoken about the prospects of further fiscal stimulus measures to alleviate the economic impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Just to follow up on that topic more so, Kathleen, what should municipalities expect in terms of scope, scale, even timeline of additional fiscal stimulus measures out of Washington?
Sure, Dan. I mean, we've been talking about this for a while. I know one of the subtitles in my blogs and reports, I always say waiting on stimulus or waiting on Washington. So that title is still good for today. I mean, at this stage, congressional leaders have made no clear progress in efforts to craft that next stimulus bill. That said, our colleagues in the U.S. Public Policy Office are bullish on the passage of another stimulus bill, regardless of what happens in Georgia. They think it is more likely to pass in January or February than in the waning days of this year. I mean, at this stage, the House and the Senate remain far apart on the size of the stimulus, as you know. I mean, muni markets are hoping for stimulus to come its way. I will say, to answer your question in terms of expectations on the size, that really does vary quite a bit, so I don't want to give a number, but I'd say obviously more is better as we continue to wait on that stimulus.
Thank you, Kathleen. So more to come there, and fiscal stimulus is something that we'll continue to track the progress of very closely. I do want to bring up something that jumped out at me as I was reading through the muni market guide. So you do mention, Kathleen, how you expect the muni high yield sector to perform better in 2021. So Kathleen, what supports that view, and what's important for investors to keep in mind when considering muni high yield positions in a portfolio?
Yes, that's right, Dan. We are finally warming up to the muni high yield sector, and I do think that it'll perform better in 2021 compared to the weak results we've witnessed thus far in 2020. I mean, supporting our view is the point that credit spreads are now showing signs of stabilizing with hope of a vaccine and an economic recovery on the horizon. As you already know, high yield munis underperformed their higher rated investment grade counterparts for most of 2020. The lower-rated credits were hit very hard from the pandemic, and buyers stepped away. For the year ahead, we believe buyers will return to the market seeking yield opportunities in exchange for the higher credit and liquidity risk associated with this lower-rated sector. That said, we remind investors that exposure to high-yield munis are best accessed through diversified managed funds and not through individual bond selections.
How do you recommend that muni investors position their portfolios, in particular for that outlook you shared with us earlier?
Sure. Against the backdrop of our outlook, we do believe that the core of a muni portfolio should be positioned in high-grade investment-grade credits for stronger liquidity in the face of what we see as increased ratings risk in 2021. The sectors we see as proving most resilient in a challenging environment for muni credit are water and sewer, electric utilities, and state governments, with the exception of a few outliers. At the same time, at current spreads of roughly 310 basis points and improving investor sentiment, we do believe that a smaller allocation to the muni high yield market in exchange for reduced liquidity through diversified managed funds will make sense for 2021.
Well, Kathleen, very productive conversation this morning. We covered a lot of ground in a very short span, though. Thank you for providing some thoughts on what's been driving muni performance as of late relative to the broader market. Getting into an outlook for 2021, speaking to the prospects for additional fiscal stimulus, and talking about positioning within the muni space. So appreciate the insights and your time this morning, Kathleen. I wish you a happy and safe Thanksgiving, and looking forward to continuing our conversation again soon.
Thanks very much, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate it. And again, this morning we have been joined by Kathleen McNamara, Senior Municipal Strategist for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. I do want to point out to our listeners, and especially our clients of UBS, that the publication that Kathleen has been making reference to this morning is the Municipal Market Guide. Title of the latest edition, this is a monthly publication, is Hope on the Horizon. So if you are a client of UBS, simply reach out to your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of the latest Municipal Market Guide directly. Top of the Morning will be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.